Now I want to call to your attention in this lecture the data sheet of the advanced course. It's part of your kit. You should look it over. It has quite a few definitions in it. Not all the definitions are in it. That's another sheet. You'll find that talks about several processes here, but it starts out immediately and intimately with talking about viewpoints of dimension. Boy, if you ever forget everything you know, why just remember one, huh? That's viewpoint of dimension. That's the way you get space. Nobody could be trapped into space unless he has a viewpoint of that dimension. Unless an individual has a viewpoint of a dimension, he never stays in it. Now, what's a spot in space? Where a person has had an impact, he tends to have, from that moment on, a viewpoint. Unless he picks it up and knocks it out. Now, I don't care whether you examine the mechanics of this or so forth or really follow them, but just take it as a fact that every time an individual has an impact, he is liable to have, and does have, actually, unless he himself or auditing remedies it, a continuous orientation point. Why? Because it was an impact. There was a consideration then that this must be an emanation point. After a fellow's had an accident, he stays in the accident. You know, crash, viewpoint of dimension. And he tends to make new space from the scene of the accident. So the spot space is important. The accident, the wrecked cars, the groans and moans and mangled and dying are all pleasant and significant, but the point is the spot in space is what's there. And this made a new viewpoint. Why? It tended to make a stick or havingness or a confirmation of an existing universe. Now, anytime he got an impact, then you might say he had a universe. Now, if we want to look at the mechanism, this is a mechanical universe, see? It's a very mechanical universe. The only reason it continues to be a sort of a universe all by itself is because he was there once looking from it. And he tends to leave a remote viewpoint at that place. If you want to make a clinical experiment on it, why, get yourself socked in the jaw and then walk a block away. The first thing you know, if you're not thinking about it particularly, you might close your eyes and you will get a visio of the scene where you're socked in the jaw. Well, the spot in space is evidently in present time. It continues to be in present time, but the truth of the matter is that the objects are only images. And so we have this falsity. We have an actual present time spot, which we're not making space from. See? We have an actual spot and a bunch of images. So we have this gruesome situation, whereas the individual has an apparent havingness at some other location, which isn't there anymore. So he's out of present time. He tries to continue to have this havingness, because it is havingness after all, but the spot in space where he has this havingness is elsewhere. He is then getting a crooked or twisted sort of a universe. Every time he's hit, he has a semblance of a universe occur. He's viewing from that spot in space. Well, he'll continue to view from that spot in space for all eternity. Unless you start to do something about it somewhere along the line. He'll just continue to look from that spot in space. With the apparent havingness of old images. See? Now let's take the mechanism how you make a facsimile. You make a facsimile by resisting. If that wall over there would fall in, and if you had a bunch of plastic, and you tried to hold that wall up by squirting this plastic at it, even after the wall had fallen down, theoretically, you'd still have this plastic impression of trying to hold the wall up. Well, what's the most violent or impressive or apparent spot then in any facsimile? It's the spot where you were resisting the most. See that? And it just leaves a picture right there. You've got a picture. Well, you did invest some havingness in it there, didn't you? You made an image of something right at that point. Well, you apparently go on having that havingness from there on. You've got it. It's a picture. And you're really then, though, viewing it from a present time spot in space. And therefore, we get this delusion. Not even illusion. It's a delusion of believing you're in past time. You're not in past time. You're in the present time spot in space with the old havingnesses. Now, if you get this clearly, you've got Scientology, a new science, 1947, nailed to the cross. You've got it right there. That is the explanation, the making of the facsimile by resisting, or actually by supposing it was falling the other way and you put out your energy on a tractor beam to hold it up towards you. You've got a reverse facsimile, see? They're very cute. They really puzzle pretty clear, too. He sometimes looks at his facsimiles and finds out that they're exactly reversed. Left is right and right is left on the thing. It's amazing. And then he gets direction reversals after that. All right. It falls away. You got this picture. And the picture says past, past, past. Because the preclear knows that that wall is no longer standing there, for it must be in the past. Well, what the devil is he doing looking at it in the present? Well, there is something there that's in the present. The spot and space is in the present. Because time is havingness. And in the absence of havingness, you don't get any time. The spot and space has no time connected with it. And by this mechanism alone can a person be hung up on the time track, and that's how he's hung up on the time track. He has to consider, basically, that space is a viewpoint of dimension. He has to consider this, basically. If he knocks out that consideration, everything even vaguely resembling a universe will vanish. If he just knocked that out utterly. Space is viewpoint of dimension. Suppose he got over that consideration. Well, that's the underlying consideration to every consideration he's had for 76 trillion years. Viewpoint of dimension. And to just disabuse him of the consideration would just leave him with not even any potential of space. He'd have to make the consideration again before he could have any. So he has this consideration working at all times. Space is viewpoint of dimension. So every time he had something that was a fixed viewpoint, he considered he had space there. And so you have a facsimile. So you have a guy hung up in the past, although he's in the present. This is the big mystery, you know. I mean, how come I'm hung up in the past? The past is no longer here. If I have a facsimile, it's in the present, isn't it? Then what am I doing out of present time? Well, there must be something here that's in present time before I could consider through present time that I was out of present time. I mean, this is very baffling, you know. Actually, time itself is a consideration, and these viewpoints are consideration. But the mechanics of the thing are what we're interested in. And that is to say, every time he's received an impact anywhere in the universe, and you know an impact can be hit in or pull out both ways. See, an impact works both ways. You lose something suddenly, you have gotten the reverse of an impact. See, but might call it an expact. If you don't believe this, have somebody walk up and pull a tooth someday. That's an expact. Now, this problem of being stuck on the time track is really a problem in being stuck in spots in space which are in present time, which exist right now, and which are here. You know, are here by that. I mean, they could be as far away as Arcturus or the end of the other galaxy, but they're still with us. You know, we still got that spot in space. That spot in space hasn't changed. And you got a picture to go with it, an image to go with it. And the more a person's attention gets fixed on these spots in space. They're not fixed on the spot in space, you understand. They're fixed out from the spot in space. The more a person's attention is riveted in these spots in space, and the more space he is making from these old spots in space, you might say, the less he is free to create new images. Every time he creates an image, wherever he is, he's sort of lost, and he doesn't quite know where he is, and he doesn't quite know where the image is, because all the images he has collected, they're just old spots, and they're stuck here and there, and he pulls them in because he gets energy hungry or something of the sort, and God, he's looking at a FAC-1 camera, and here he sits there with the havingness moved over to where he is. Where does it belong? Well, it belongs wherever that incident occurred. There is a spot in space where the incident occurred, and he has actually looked at the incident in that spot in space. But what he's done is just transfer his viewpoint from here to the spot in space to here. It's so idiotically stupid for a guy to do this that it doesn't seem credible that it is the backbone of this entirely mechanical, but very destructive facsimile suspension operation. How could you run engrams now? You could run engrams two ways, actually by remedying havingness. You give the guy enough havingness and so forth where he is, and the vacuums and so forth around him fill up, and a lot of other things occur, and he actually starts rooting things out. If you remedy his havingness, he'll do this operation automatically. He'll send the things back to where they belong. That is to say, he will indicate where they belong. He's pulled them in to where he is. Now he sends them back to where they are. Just by remedying his having this, he'll do this. Facsimiles blow up. They do all sorts of interesting things. But the point is, if you're going to remedy having this, you'd better also spot some spots in space. It's very funny. You ask this fellow, spot some spots in space. Well, he starts spotting them, and you send him right on back down the time track, as far as he's concerned, because you're just giving him old having this, you see. You say, spot some spots in space. Okay, he's in yesterday and the day before, and he just goes zoom right on back down the line. If he keeps on picking up havingnesses. So an individual gets groggy, sick, upset, turns on somatics and everything else just by spotting spots in space with no remedy of havingness. You're taking something away from him. You're giving him X-packs. You know, he's been hit by the truck. And the truck now is just hanging there in suspension. You spot the spot in space, he starts to see the rest of the accident, and his truck starts to do an X-pact. He's got the impact and the picture of it. Now you start to get the X-pact. The incident starts to run on through, in other words. He doesn't like that. And it pulls him apart because he's losing things he knows he ought to have. And a lot of other causes, reasons, considerations enter into this. We're not even interested in them because they're mechanically remedied simply by giving the guy any kind of space. You give him any kind of havingness he wants in order to remedy the fact that you're stretching his space out. That's all it boils down to in the final run. Your goal is not really to remedy his havingness. It's only to keep him having, so long as you can keep him spotting space. You spot space and then remedy the having so you can spot more space. Let's not run it in reverse. You don't spot space so you can remedy having this. You remedy having this so you can spot space. Spot space, spot space, spot space. Where'd you have that accident? Now, you can run a pre-clear this way. Pre-clear's lying there with broken leg. You say, all right, let's spot the place where he broke your leg. Bing, he does. Bing, he does. If he's in a state of shock, you'd only be able to do it a couple times. Bing, bing. Until you really have him right in the incident, crunch. So we don't wait for him to go into the incident. We say, spot a spot in space. Spot it in space. And spot a spot in this room. All right. Now mock up an acceptable leg. Or if he was hit by a car, mock up an acceptable car. You get that significant. It makes him happy. In comes havingness, havingness, havingness. You say, spot the spot you had the accident. Bing. Spot a spot in this room. Bing. Spot spot in the space where you had an accident. Bing. Spot, spot in this room. Bing. Now, let's get an acceptable broken leg. Or let's get an acceptable body. Or let's get an acceptable room. Or let's get some acceptable rocks or something of the sort. Bing, 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 bing. In they go. All right, spot that spot in space again. All of a sudden, boom! The place where he broke his leg and all the facsimiles about the leg and so forth are way over there. They're not where he is at all. And if you ran it just a little bit further, boom! They don't exist anymore. They're gone. Now, that's a very tricky way of running an engram, isn't it? And that is really just doing that. That's just running an engram. And every time you start to spot spots in space with a pre-clear, you start to run engrams. So you better know what you're doing because it's you've got people who won't go out of the house. Why won't they go out of the house? Because if they go out of the house, they have to spot some spots in space. If they spot any spots in space as they walk out of the house, they start to get sick. So just the fact of walking out of their chronic orientation point, the house, makes them spot some new spots in space. They can't stand it. This is why kids, for instance, on a trip have to eat, 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 eat. Stop at this grocery and stop at that pop stand and stop. You're just spotting too many spots in space too fast for the kid, see, to keep up his havingness. So you just, if you had a big basket in the back seat with lots of food in it and so forth, and you just kept shoving the food down their throat, you could drive forever without a sound out of the kids. Now, this is a crude way of remedying havingness. Now, why is it that pre-clears don't walk around? Why is it that they're not mobile when they're not mobile? Why is it that if somebody gets real bad off, he'll just lie in bed? Won't go anyplace, won't do anything. Can't get him to move. Much less communicate. What do you have to do if you communicate? You have to spot a spot a little distance from you. Or even if you're talking to a guy halfway across the room, you're still got to spot a spot halfway across that room so you can communicate to him. No, thank you. You just started to run somebody through an engram. See, he starts to run through an engram the second he starts to spot a spot in space. Now, if you recognize that this is what's taking place, you'll never make a blunder in either diagnosing a case or knowing what's happening to him mechanically. You see, there's a difference here. We talk about this line, which is considerations, and this line, which is mechanics. If you understand your mechanics, why, you have very good success in auditing. You say, all of a sudden, this fellow, you've been processing him for a few minutes, and you weren't really processing him on anything that you thought was very significant. And the first thing you know, he's looking at the lens of a camera, or he's Or he's all of a sudden has a horse between his legs, or something of the sort. Something weird has occurred. It's an automaticity. You know, something's occurred here that was unexpected and so forth. What happened? You started him through an incident. That's all. Well, this tells you then, how would you just go ahead and blow a whole bank if you just wanted to remedy the guy's bank, the reactive mind? You could just have him sit there arduously and remedy havingness, remedy havingness, remedy havingness, remedy havingness, remedy havingness, and somehow or other bull through the whole bank. But what would happen? You get the stuff starting to blow the second he started to spot some spots in space. You could remedy his havingness and then send him to walk around town. He'd find an interesting thing occurring. He'd spot this spot in town and that spot in town, and he'd get this blow up and that blow up. He actually might not even notice it, really, but he'd get funny little feelings and sensations. You've given him enough reserve havingness, so now he can go out and spot some space. That would be the mechanism. Well, the sensible thing to do is, when you spot space, remedy havingness. And reversely, when you remedy havingness, spot space. In this way, you're working out a whole bank. Now, there's a much faster way of going about it, but also requires remedy of havingness, than spotting space. There's a much faster process than spotting space, but it requires an exteriorization on the part of the preclear. Now, a preclear who is interiorized is fresh out of space. He isn't making any space. And everything he tries to do, he tries to spot some new space, something like that. He's liable to get a little queasy about it. So he has a tendency to sit still and think, to know before he goes, and to do all sorts of things, simply because he's out of space. He knows it's dangerous to look from other places than right exactly where he is immediately tested with his body. Why? Because he's got all these spots in space all over the universe. Any place he went in the universe, he'd get, boom, new spot in space from which he'd had an accident, and he'd start to run the facsimile out. All right? So if he's interiorized, you just have him spot space and remedy havingness and spot space and remedy havingness and spot space and remedy havingness. I don't care how significant these spots are. You have him point in any direction of the universe and say, get the idea of a spot out there 8 trillion light years away or 5 feet away. It's a lead pipe cinch that something, some little tiny thing, certainly, has happened. He's at least passed through there. He's at least had the amount of impact that a deck would have on his feet, or the amount of impact that would require photons hitting his eyes. He's been all over this darn universe. Don't think he hasn't. And we spot the spots, and these things start to run right on out. What are you doing? You're spotting his remote viewpoints. You're saying, you're here spotting that spot over there. You're not looking from that spot over there. You're looking from here. Real cute. Up to that time, he was actually had a remote viewpoint over there. He was looking from over there. He's got the manifestation then of buttered all over the universe. See? Well, every time you tell him, spot some space, right from where he is, you know. Spot some space. You might as well be saying at the same time, look, I'm looking from here. I'm not looking from a remote viewpoint over there. I'm not looking from an old impact. I'm looking from here. So impacts start to blow up just like this all over the place. He usually can't do this right off the bat if he's in bad shape. He'd rather spot spots in this room, not spots anywhere distance, and certainly not his hometown. That's quite some distance away. You'll find him, by the way, as you start to spot spots in his hometown, you'll find him stuck in facsimiles where he fell through the window and fell off the fire truck and fell under his bicycle and fell out of the window and hit by the teacher, and where his pop spanked him. These things have a tendency to run through if you don't remedy his havingness. You just have him spot these viewpoints. You're knocking out all these remote viewpoints then and remedying the havingness, which is the consequence of having done so. This brings him into present time. Now, on the exteriorization basis, it's much easier to run this run with a process known as change of space processing. And this is very simple as a process. You ask the preclear to be in this spot and then be in another spot and be in the first spot and be in the second spot and be in the first spot and be in the second spot and be in the first spot and be in the second spot. After you've done this for a while, if your preclear's in any kind of poor condition, let's say exteriorized without much good perception or something like that, you'll find out you'll have to remedy the havingness. You'll have him put up 8 anchor points and snap them in. Put up 8 more anchor points and snap them in. 8 more anchor points and snap them in. All right, be here, be there. Here, there. Spot one, spot two, spot one, spot two, spot one, spot two. What are all these spots that you would use as the most significant spots on the track that you would have to clean up? Well, you have a list of them here in your kit. Entrance point to the messed universe and so on. Actually, these are the spots taken out of what to audit or a history of man. And these are the spots which have just been picked up, and they're taken right out of that book, just the key spots where these incidents occurred. And you just have the fellow spot these spots and spot here and have spotting space, or have him be in those spots and be here and be in those spots and be here, or be in one of those spots and another one of those spots and the first one and the second one, any way you want to work it. Now, one of the ways to clean up the solar system and get a guy started would simply be near the Earth, near the Sun, near the Moon. Earth, Sun, 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 Moon. That's change of space, you see. What happens when you do this? Well, you get all the points where he's had impacts. He has a tendency to either look at these or locate himself and realize he's no longer looking from these old spots, and so they pick up. You have to remedy these happiness, as I said, and that is called a grand tour, where you have to do with this universe and chasing around this galaxy. You know, near at hand. And the grand tour includes exteriorization, interiorization. You haven't been in things and be outside of things, and inside things and outside of things. You haven't been near the Earth, near the Sun, be near the Moon, be near the Earth, be near the Sun, be near the Moon. And then find a big mass here on Earth. All right, find a mountain. Be in it. Be outside of it, be in it, 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 be outside of it. Okay, now I'll be in the center of the Earth, the outside of the Earth, center of the Earth, outside of the Earth, 8 anchor points and drag them in, 8 anchor points and drag them in, 8 anchor points and drag them in, center of the Earth, outside of the Earth, center of the Earth, outside of the Earth, center of the Moon. Outside of the Moon, center of the Moon, outside of the Moon, center of the Moon, center of the Sun, outside of the Sun, center of the Sun, outside of the Sun, center of the Sun, near Earth. 8 anchor points, drag them in, 8 anchor points, and drag them in, 8 anchor points, drag them in, 8 anchor points, Sun, Moon, Earth, Sun, Moon, Earth, Sun, Moon, Earth, in center of the Sun, center of the Moon, center of the Earth. Around and around and around and around. This is the way we go. What are we doing? We're, in essence, just making him tolerate the idea that he can have lots of viewpoints in space. We remedy his scarcity on it. But more important than that, we pick up all these old viewpoints. They just start snap to all over the place. Now we do change of space for a grand, grand tour, and that would take in the entrance point to the Master Universe, the first place he made a facsimile, all kinds of stuff, all on down the line. We just hit those spots, one after the other. Be near Earth, entrance point to the Master Universe. Earth, entrance point. Earth, entrance point. Earth, entrance point. He's back and forth there as a Thetan. Remedy having this, remedy having this, remedy having this, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And you'll find out stuff's blowing up and doing other peculiar things. Now, this change of space is, of course, very useful to you and spotting space. You see, change of space is the name of the process, and spotting space is a junior process to change of space. It's just a method of using change of space. Now, this has some very, very peculiar methods of use, and some very peculiar little offshoots that you could apply it to. Let's say this individual had just been in an automobile accident. We could use it as an assist. You could have him spot the place or be in the space where he just had the accident. See, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Remedy happiness, remedy happiness. Or we could find the person that he is most mooning over. You know, you've got your preclear and he's 89 and he's still mooning about this girl he knew when he was 22. You know, something weird like this will occur. The guy's all hung up someplace or another. Well, we could have him be in the place where the girl now is. Of course, he says, I don't know. You say, we'll be there anyway. What he'll do is chase around all the old places where he knew the girl. We just chase him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Or you could just have him point with his hand. By the way, all spotting in space, you exercise that preclear's hands, huh? Let's not leave it up to the preclear to jerk his nose in that direction or something of the sort, because we don't know whether he's spotting it or not. When you get him really pointing with his hand, he stops using his own universe and starts using the physical universe. So we have him spot where this girl is now, and spot where he is now, and spot where this girl is now, and spot where he is now, and spot where this girl is now, and spot where he is now, and spot where this girl is now, and spot where he is now. And all of a sudden, he says, I don't feel good. You say immediately, well, all right, let's mock up this girl in acceptable form, stuff her in, mock her up again, 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 again. Now spot where she is now, now spot where, or be, if he's exteriorized, be where she is now, be where you are. If he's exteriorized and he's pulling up the line, he'll find himself somewhere behind her head or around her. He'll all of a sudden wind up with an orientation present time with this character if you ran this long enough. Well, you can take enough burden off of some charge, like a grief charge or something of the sort. You can take enough burden off of the charge so that you'll just neglect it. You can speed up a session no end. He keeps coming up with this character that you don't think is very aberrative, but he kind of hung up. His attention's kind of fixed on this person. You just say, spot where she is now, spot here, spot there, here, there, here, there, here, there, here, there, here. Remedy having us on her, remedy having us on her, remedy having us there, here, there, here, there, here. Remedy having us, remedy having us, remedy having us there, here, there, here, there, here. To hell with her, he says. About the fastest, jim-dandiest little way of running engrams you ever ran into in your life. But remember, you are running engrams. Also, you're treating space as a viewpoint of dimension. Also, you're handling impacts. You're doing a lot of things. The all with one operation. Remember, change of space has the two parts. Be there, be here. Now, its best terminology is to actually indicate the place, such as Stanford. Now, indicate where the preclear is as room. And get a code set up with him. And if he's exteriorized, and you say, Stanford, room, Stanford, room, Stanford, room, Stanford, room, Stanford, rather than there, here. You see, because that's kind of silly, there, because this doesn't mean anything to him. He is here while you're saying there. And it's confusing. A fellow who isn't well exteriorized yet doesn't realize how confusing this can get to a preclear who is exteriorized. The preclear is here while the auditor is saying there. See, he's here. Stanford is here while he's in Stanford, isn't it? So it's not there. All right. You could number places. You could number Earth, Sun, and Moon as 1, 2, 3. And then you just say 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. And he just runs it that way. You could chase him all over Earth and pick up all the old spots in space of Earth. Now, somebody's going to ask sooner or later, or think sooner or later, or already has asked, well, what about this fact? Earth is bubbling along here at a heck of a rate of speed, and the sun is traveling, and solar system, and everything else, and these spots in space are not necessarily in the vicinity of the planet. They're not necessarily where the objects are any longer at all. Yes, that's true. The spots are still there, though, and this runs out when you simply indicate to the preclear that you want him to look at that spot. He's liable to look at Earth, Earth, Earth. What he generally will point to is Stanford, where it was when it happened. You don't care what he points to. You don't even make it clear with him, and it just works out. It's not a subject which comes up that's even interesting, really. Actually, it doesn't work out unless he spots the real spot in space. But you just leave that up to him. Now, you understand that there is a process, 8D, which introduces this survival mechanism. Where would something or other be safe? Where would your father be safe? Where another place your father would be safe? Another place your father would be safe? Of course, every time father's won anything, that spot in space is still surviving as a senior survival spot. And is better to look from, because of the winning valence mechanism, than where the preclear is sitting right this minute. So we get the break apart of universes. Father's universe actually really isn't father's universe. It's those viewpoints, those points to look from where father has won. And each one of those compounded together seems to form a universe. And this is what the preclear thinks of as father's universe rather than actually father's universe. He isn't inside father. He is inside this winning valence viewpoint where father has won. Now, he'll point to these things all over the place. He'll point to them right up against his nose, and that's to him as 5,000 miles away. I was running change of space on a girl one day, and I said, be at the entrance point of the mesh universe, be this room, entrance point. How far have you moved? She says, 2 inches. Hey, what the heck happened here? Well, mostly, she just had that incident pulled in so doggone tight, even though she was exteriorized, that she wasn't going anyplace. She was just traveling in her old facsimiles on the subject. You travel in the physical universe, not in the facsimiles. And to do the best job out of it, you would have the individual travel in the physical universe, and you'd jar him out of running his facsimiles and get him into pointing out the physical universe. And you would gently hint to him, whether you're running 8D or just change of space or spot in space, that that was what you wanted him to do. Okay? Got the process? That's it.